Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. If you have a place, you want to stand. The Bible says, verse number 1, "And the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven." I'd like to preach this evening, God be our help, for just a few minutes on this thought. It's the truth. Amen. It's the truth. The Word of God is absolute truth. And here we see the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which are so sad, you see, because they don't believe in a resurrection. And they come to Lord Jesus Christ, tempting and desiring Him that He would show them a sign from heaven. Amen. And what we look at here, and we can see this is that the Lord begins to speak to them. And what He says to them, He said, "This is the truth." So they basically asked them to show them the truth, show them a sign of the truth. Amen. I just wonder today, I thought about this more myself, if we had a big sign out there, we could take and show them the truth, would people heed it and listen? Amen. You say, "Well, yeah, preacher, if you had a great big sign, you took it out the side road, you showed them, it would be good. Everybody get in, everybody be saved, everybody be going to heaven." Amen. I can tell you, I can take a big sign that says, "Jesus is the way," and I can stand on the side of the road all day long, and I don't know how many people would get saved. Amen. I mean, here's your sign, that Jesus is the way to heaven. Amen. You must believe on the Lamb of God. You must repent of your sins. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must realize that you're an old sinner. But people wouldn't recognize, they wouldn't see it. Amen. Because as we look at it, we see it's a true, and we see it's about the times here He's talking about, the times that we're living in. People fail to see the times that we're living in. I mean, a blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then. But we're living a day and hour that people can't realize how close we're getting to the second coming, Lord Jesus Christ. We're seeing the power of God manifest all over the world. We're seeing things transpiring in the presence of our vision, our sight, and around where we live, praise God. Things that's never happened before, that's aligning up circumspectly with the Word of God. Amen. And praise God, this is our guide, amen, to knowing it. We're seeing the things that's transpiring. We're seeing the little nation of Israel being the folks going back, and they're asking them, say, "Why are you coming back to Israel?" I mean, from all over the world. And they said, "We don't know. Something's just compelling us to come back." And we're not talking about people that were born in Israel. They were just Jews, praise God, that were in different places, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is compelling them to come back to that little nation of Israel. And they're coming. And people are failing to see the signs of the time, failing to see this taking place. Amen. And Jesus here, he tells them the truth here. He says, he said, people will believe the weather report. Hello? If you do that, you're better than me. Amen. Weather people ought to be held accountable. Amen. Amen. For what they predict. It's not right. It's hardly ever right, is it? Do you know in China that they're held to a higher standard? If they predict the weather and something happens, causes a calamity, they're held responsible for that, not warning the people. Amen? They're more apt to tell it right over there. When they know what's taking place. But he said, if we believe that we'll believe a weather report, but we'll not believe God's Word. Amen? That we'll take the word of a weatherman over the Word of God. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. We'll believe those old weathermen, but we won't believe God. I believe we ought to just believe God, don't you? Praise the Lord. But we'll see God. They fail to see what God is doing all around them. They was asking him about this, and he said, "Hey, listen, you can see, seems like you can predict the weather, and you can see what the weather's doing, but you can't see what's taking place. You can't see who's in your presence." Amen? That's why I thank God for this little place, because we see the presence of God here so often. We see the power of God minister to hearts and minds of people. We see Him hearing and answering our prayers, lifting us up, praise God, encouraging us, bringing us beyond where we were to where He'd have us to be. And it's just an exciting time. And we get to be partakers in this now. It's the truth, praise God. He said, we need you to show us a sign. Amen. Hey, he said, what you need to do is you keep your eyes open. He said, I've already showed you signs and you didn't realize it. Praise the Lord. He said, a wicked, adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto thee, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Amen. So what was he telling? He said, you've done had a sign and you don't believe it. Says, as Jonas was 3 days and 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, praise God, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. God doesn't give it to you in the old book. Praise God. He said, here I am, praise God, to fulfill the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's about the time. Said, you're living in a time and a day. You're being privileged to be able to see this, and you're seeking after a sign. Praise God. There's no sign to be given but the prophet Jonas, praise God. And that's already took place. And Jesus Christ is here to fulfill it. Amen. And after he had told him that, he left them. Amen. Left it with them. You know what? I think it's a good thing, because sometimes you take and you read the Word of God and you study the Word of God and then God just leaves it with you. And sometimes you get to going, Brother Charles, you get to going down the road a little ways and you're taking out what you've looked at and you studied, and well, God begins to tiptoe across your heart. He begins to show you things and explain some things and encourage you some things and manifest Himself in some things. And boy, you get to can't help it and you don't care. Amen. Praise God. Boy, what a blessing it is. So we see the truths in the times that they're living. Amen. But we also see the truths in the false doctrine that they're telling. Amen. They're not telling it right. Jesus said, the Bible says it, Jesus said, verse number 16, she said unto them, take heed and beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, they thought that he was saying that because they had forgot to take bread. Isn't it an amazing thing that Jesus had just got done feeding 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes, and then he had just got done feeding 4,000 with a few loaves and fishes. Amen. Praise God. And they was wondering about where they was going to get lunch. Amen. Praise God. My God, it was but I won't tell you today that the same Lord that was able to feed 5,000, able to feed 4,000, is the same God today that's able to feed me and you. He said, I've not seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. Amen. Praise God. We're well equipped when we're running with the Lord. Amen. So he begins to compare false doctrine to that leaven or that yeast. Amen. Praise God. And they misinterpret him. He has to explain it to them. Amen. And praise God. And it's something he says. He said, oh, ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Amen. He said, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up. How is it that ye do not understand? I speak it unto you concerning, not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. So he says here, what he's saying here, the doctrine of that leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it appears small and it appears real insignificant. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Amen. Praise God. That's what he says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9. It said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Praise God. It appears small. It appears little. It appears insignificant. But if you get that mixed in, praise God, it'll begin to infiltrate, permeate every bit of it. And the next thing you know, the whole barrel is leaven. Amen. So we got to be careful what we do, careful what we say. It starts out small, praise God, but it grows secretly. I mean, it's that little leaven in there. It don't just boom up and say, well, you know, yeah, there you are. But what it does, it begins to grow a little bit at a time in that barrel. And before you know it, said it's leavened the whole lump. The whole barrel has been leavened. Amen? Praise God. So we have to be careful, said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. The whole thing will be contaminated. Praise God. A little bit of sin in our life. I've had people say, I don't know how many times, well, preacher, you know, it ain't really major, just a little something I hang on to it. It's not big at all. It don't take something great big, praise God, to draw you away. It don't take a great big sin, praise God, to leaven the whole lump. Just a little bitty something, praise God, will get you drawn away. Let me just give you a personal example. I was talking to a person the other day, and they said, you know what, I was struggling with drug addictions. Alcoholism, said it was a terrible thing. And seven times I worked, I struggled to get clean and get free of that mess. And a lot of times I thought I was good, I was running well, had been several months without anything good, and I was clean. I felt better than I'd felt in years. Amen, glory to God, everybody would know that. That stuff is a deceiver, praise God. But you know what they said? He said, I got an old friend I used to have, and they wanted to go out one day, and so I said, well, okay, yeah, we will. And guess what happened? Got sucked back in. Just a little bit of leaven. Said, yeah, here, just a little bit of smoke. I mean, and you know, it ain't nothing serious. It's that next thing you know, I was in headlong. Amen. A little leaven to hold up. Listen to me, youngs, they ain't, sin is sin. Amen. Amen. I've had people tell me, praise God, say, listen, said, they said, hey, a little marijuana. I said, why don't you just smoke a little marijuana? He said, it's just little. I said, no, praise God. I ain't gonna touch that mess. It alters your mind and it's a sin. Amen. That little bit, praise God, the devil can get it in you, praise God. He'll use it to take you to the wrong direction. Amen. Amen. God, that little leaveneth the whole lump. A little bit of that mess in your body and your mind, praise God, will corrupt the whole body. Yeah, amen. Boy, the devil don't like this. But that's all right. I'm telling you the truth now. Jesus said this is the truth. A little bit of leaven, said it'll leaven the whole lump. So if you let a little bit in, a little bit of false doctrine, a little bit of a bad direction, it'll mess up your whole life. Amen. So you need to stay focused. Amen. You know, well, Pastor, what's the remedy for leaven, praise God? The remedy is to remove it out of the way. Amen? Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, you know the story about this. He said there's a fellow that's reported commonly that there's fornication among you, and such fornication not so much as named in among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. He said, you aren't puffed up and rather mourn that he hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. I verily is absent in the body and present in spirit, have judged already as though I was present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are gathered together in my spirit and with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. He said, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that the Spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. For your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven, here it is, leaveneth the whole lump. Amen? He said, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So the Lord says here, the remedy for that leaven, he said, it's got to be purged out. You say, what it is? And they said, hey, listen, well, we're just going to give it. Say, Lord, he's in your hands. This sinful wickedness has to go. Lord, it's in your hands what you do with it. And said, he turned them over to Satan, even the devil, to buffet him so that they could get rid of the sin in their life. Amen. God Almighty can begin to deal through that discernment, praise God, through the Holy Spirit of God, through chastening of the Lord, praise His holy name. The remedy, amen, for that leaven, that little leaven, and it's in our lives. So we see the truth in the times that we're living, about the times. We see the truth about the false doctrines that tries to sneak in and tell us, you know, this is all right, that's all right. If God says it's wrong, praise God, it's still wrong. It's sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's sin. So we say it's the truth about the times. If you say it's the truth about the false doctrines, well, then it's got to be the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise His name. Amen. But if you look over verse 13, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, he said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thus he just told them who he was. Amen. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, and or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Now look what's taking place. The crowd, now watch this, the crowd was confused about who Jesus was. They were just confused about Jesus, period. Amen. They not only who he was, they didn't know what he was about. The crowd was totally confused about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some said he's this, some said he's that, some said he's another thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that crowd being confused about Jesus. Let me tell you a secret about the crowd. A secret is, don't follow the crowd. Amen. You get the father in the crowd, praise God. The hype of the crowd in this world, they doesn't know where they stand or where they're going. Amen. So we got to stand, praise God, on what we know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can't, the crowd's confused, so we know we can't run with the crowd. I believe the true born-again Bible-believing churches, they'll never be just swamped over and flooded over, praise God, because there's a whole lot of unbelief in this world. And it's getting better, bigger all the time, praise God. But I won't say get better if we just trust Lord Jesus Christ. If we just begin to witness for Christ Jesus as our Savior. Amen. The secret is that they're confused about Jesus. The secret is we don't follow the crowd. But the secret is, praise God, instead said we should be lifting up Lord Jesus Christ, but to everybody that we see. Amen. Let the Father reveal the Son, praise God, to them. Amen. The Savior to you. In Matthew chapter number 11, look what the Lord said. The Lord said this in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. He said, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now watch this, he said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Amen. So it's about the Son, praise God, and we ought to be lifting them up so that the Father can reveal the Son to them so they can know the Son, their Savior. Praise the Lord. The Son, their Savior, praise, makes all the difference. So then what happens? Then we begin to confess Him as our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That He is the Son of God. Jesus said, whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, verse 16, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. If we let the Lord God of heaven reveal who He is, praise God, and we see God Almighty, and we see the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we can say that He is the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the Son of God, and He's God the Son. Amen. Some people fall out with you at that. They have a preacher, he's Son of God, but he is not God the Son. He is God the Son. They're co-equal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, amen, praise the Lord. So we see the truth. We see the truth in the times. We see the truth in the false doctrines. And we see the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we also see the truth about discipleship. Look at verse number 21. Now Peter's there and the Lord has told him what's going to take place. And in verse 20 he said, and he charged the disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. The reason he told them that, now listen to me, the reason he told them that was because they didn't really have a testimony of Jesus the Christ because he hadn't fulfilled what Jesus Christ would do. He hadn't fulfilled the cross. He hadn't died and resurrected, praise God, and fulfilled what He is determined to do here on earth. He says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go into Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and of chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. So He describes to them what's going to take place. He tells them, say, this is the way this is going to play out. And I just want to tell you ahead of time so you'll know. So when it happens, you say, yeah, Jesus told us this. Amen. So they wouldn't be caught with a blindsided. So they'd know what was going to place. So they'd know what to expect. Amen. And then Peter, a misguided poor attempt of Peter, he begins to rebuke the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He tries to keep Jesus from the pain and the suffering of the cross. He tries to keep him from dying. Amen. Peter said, so the Bible said that Peter the stone, Peter a stone, becomes Peter the stumbling block to Jesus. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I just don't understand. No, Peter, he was gung-ho. He was right in there. Yeah, but he tried to stop. He tried to slow down, praise God, the very will of God Almighty. He tried to change the Word of God. Amen. A misguided attempt by Peter, praise the Lord. But God Almighty intervened. Amen. Praise God. He began to be a stumbling block. But when he began to confess, when you begin to confess Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when you believe on Him, you say you do, and you begin to confess, it tends to lead each one of us to following Jesus Christ. Amen. Not trying to figure out a different way. It's amazing to me today in the era we live in, people say, well, you know, I love Lord Jesus Christ, I'm saved, I'm a follower of Christ, but... And then they'll start telling the different ways that things need to go because they just, you know, the way that they're living is not quite lining up with the Word of God. So what they want to do in the day and hour we live, they want to change the Word of God to line up with the way they live. I want to say, that don't work. Amen. But the Word of God, friend, we have to line up with God's Word, not the Word of God lining up with us. Praise God. And by the way, it will if we're living right. We'll begin to line up on both sides. But what happens, we'll begin to say that we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, that we've been saved and born again, and then we'll begin to follow Christ Jesus. Not try to make our own way. But Jesus said, he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Amen. He said, you're just thinking about the fleshly stuff. You want me here with you always, praise God, but you want to have it in your way. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. He said, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But listen to what he says in verse 26. He says, for what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So the world says, you know, you want things to go your way. The world says you need to pamper yourself, take care of yourself. But the Lord says we need to deny ourselves and to follow the Lord. That we need to desire our thoughts and our ambitions, praise God, and think more in line with what God Almighty would be pleased with in our daily walk for Him. We ought to have a daily walk for Christ, amen. We ought to be walking just a little bit with Him every day. We ought to be walking just about every day all the way with Him. Amen, praise God, makes a difference, amen. The world says just pamper yourself, take care of yourself, worry about yourself. Amen. But the Bible says, praise God, that Lord says that we deny ourselves and we walk with Christ. Amen. That we follow Christ. Amen. It's the truth, praise God, that to live, to die to self, that we might live for Christ, that we might follow the Lord Jesus Christ in this life by faith. Amen. That man that we are, praise God, could be brought along after the Lord. He said, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. He's talking of the transfiguration that's going to be there in just about 6 days. Amen. Jesus is going to be transfigured, and they would see the power of the kingdom coming in Christ as He was manifesting His glory. I believe after that day, I don't think Peter and James and John was ever the same. Amen. Because Jesus was manifest in His glory before. He saw Him talking to Moses and Elijah. He was talking about the goodness and the blessings of God and those things that was coming. Amen. Praise God. Because He said, we're not here to pamper ourselves. We're here to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to deny ourselves. Amen. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in our flesh and following the pleasures of this world and the things around us that we forget the most important part, to be followers of Jesus Christ. Because one day in a little while, that's all that's going to matter. Because He said that one day He's coming and He's going to be a judgment. Now we know here that the book of Matthew's talking to the Jew. Amen. One day they're going to be recorded. They're going to be rewarded for the things they've done, the works, the deeds that they've done. Amen. But we need to just stand faithful to the Lord and realize, amen, God's a blessing. He's helping us, and He wants to help us if we'll let Him. And He tells us the truth. He tells them the truth. The scribes and Sadducees, they ask Him. They ask Him, said, just show us a sign. He said, let me do more than that. Let me just lay it out here and just show, praise God, the whole world that there's a God of glory that is true. And the Bible says that truth makes us free. Amen. When there's truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that He's done and the hope that He has come to give us and He gave to us, that we've received unto ourselves, and that God could use it as a blessing in our lives. A truth about the times that we're living, a truth about the false doctrine that's everywhere all over this world today, a truth about the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is. When the crowd's confused, amen. We got a day and an hour now. If people tell me, I know who Jesus is. I say, are you saved? Brother Bill, they tell me all the time, I know who Jesus is. I said, are you saved? They have no clue. So I know who Jesus is. And they're happy with themselves because they know who Jesus is. The demons of hell know who Jesus is and tremble. But they're not saved. Amen. We need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Crowd's confused, but we don't have to be. Amen. Praise God, because we know who He is. We can need to confess Him that He is our Lord and our Savior. Holy Spirit of God, reveal it to us. And I'm glad that the Spirit of God is there with us to help us. And He's a guide to us that lives in us so that we're never alone trying to figure this out all by ourselves. Well, what a blessing that is. The truth about our disciples. We begin to lift up Lord Jesus Christ, confessing Christ as our Lord, and following Christ in the newness of life. Amen. Praise God. I said so many times that if they ain't a change in you after you're saved, they ain't a change. So you probably didn't get saved. Amen. The Lord changed me. There's a whole lot of things that the old devil run across my mind. A lot of things that I used to think about doing, I don't even think about no more. It don't even come across my mind. Because the Holy Spirit of God is there to give me guidance and leadership and direction. Amen. The precious word of truth. Load up your heart with the word of God, and the word of God will take care of it. Amen. Because it's the truth, and it makes you free. Praise the Lord.